In you, O God, is the fountain of life. In your light, we shall see light.
Open your Bibles to Deuteronomy 18. I want to share, point out something to you. I read to you from verse 1. The priests, the Levites, and all the tribe of Levi shall have no part nor inheritance with Israel. They shall eat the offerings of the Lord made by fire and his inheritance. Therefore shall they have no inheritance among their brethren. The Lord is their inheritance as he had said unto them. So anyone who set himself up unto the Lord's assignment, the Lord himself is that fellow's inheritance. Meaning that what the Lord supplies is his.
Hallelujah.
And this shall be the priest's due from the people, from them that offer a sacrifice, whether it be ox or sheep. And they shall give unto the priest the shoulder and the two cheeks and the mouth, the first fruits also of thy corn, of thy wine, and of thy oil. And the first of the fleece of thy sheep shalt thou give him. For the Lord thy God hath chosen him out of all thy tribes to stand to minister in the name of the Lord, him and his sons forever. And if a Levite come from any of thy gates out of all Israel, where he sojourned, and come with all the desire of his servant, then he shall minister in the name of the Lord, his God, as all his brethren, the Levites do, which stand there before the Lord. They shall have like portions to eat beside that which cometh of the seal of his patrimony. They shall have like portions to eat beside that which cometh of the seal of his patrimony.
Hallelujah.
The people the Lord has sent unto you with an assignment to minister unto him. The administration unto you is as a result of the administration unto the Lord. And you see, when you are giving unto a man of God or unto your man of God, your giving is a giving that is hewn out of faith on the grounds, not just because of what you may even receive, but on the grounds that such a fellow has giving himself unto the Lord. So it's a direct giving unto the Lord. The Lord is the wages of the man that ministers unto him. Are you with me? And they that minister unto such fellows have decided that their ministration is the Lord. Did you get it? I will explain to you. Those who minister unto the Lord, their portion is the Lord. So, when you are giving unto such, it is the Lord you are giving. Whatever they are to enjoy has to be the Lord. So, when you are giving to such, what you are giving is the Lord. It's a portion of the Lord you are giving. And there are some people that keep saying that, are there Levites? What it means is, Apostle Paul makes reference to that those who minister must be ministered unto. And he quotes scriptures from Moses. When he was talking about the laborer deserving their wages and all those stuff, he's making reference to the prophets. Though the Levites are no more, but the ministry, the act of ministry, or the duty or the function of ministering unto the Lord still is. And not all are in that degree of ministry. Though we all have the responsibility of ministry unto the Lord, they are they that ministers to those that minister unto the Lord. And set folks, their portion is the Lord. And so what happens is that the Lord continuously makes himself available to you. As so you see, you can you assess him as your portion that you can give him unto they that minister unto him. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 18, verse 18. Let me read verse 17. And the Lord said unto me, they have well spoken that which they have spoken. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him.
Glory to God.
The instruction from this is this. Out of it, he says, listen to the prophet. God doesn't just send men to you. God will send men to you according to your mandate, according to purpose. Or when God connects you to a man, you see, the Lord did not connect Saul to Samuel by mistake. It was because Samuel was supposed to hand over something that Saul has never realized unto him. Therefore, there was the need for a man. Are you with me? So when God sends a prophet to you, whichever way he sends to you, whether by you meeting him or he coming to you, whichever way it is, especially if he has brought you into a ministry like this where you are to respond to your man of God, you have the responsibility to listen. Listening to him is part of your responsibility. Because what it does is that it directs you. Look at this.
Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 20.
He says, early the next morning, verse 20 of chapter 20, the army of Judah went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. On the way, Jehoshaphat stopped and said, listen to me, all you people of Judah and Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you will be able to stand firm. Believe in his prophets, and you will succeed. Having said, believe in the Lord God, and you will be established. Then he says, believe in his prophets also, and you shall prosper. You know, interestingly, your prosperity in terms of good success in the kingdom is in the mouth of a man sent by God. I'm talking about prosperity in the light of God, not this world. He said, the blessings of the Lord maketh rich and added no sorrow. It makes rich. It does not add any sorrow. So we are not talking about that prosperity where you go home and you are thinking, oh God, oh God, oh God. Lagadabaya. It adds no sorrow. And when we talk about prosperity, the word is chalak. You see, I've explained that word to you before. Chalak, which means what? Yes, to come out, to go through, and to conquer. That is chalak. And what chalak actually also means is that it's a push. It's a journey. It's to be pushed through a journey. And oftentimes, you just need a single word that will push you through a journey. The interesting thing is that you may come around, listen to God's word. You may come around, listen to ministry. So much is being taught. You know, and I was sharing with the deacons yesterday. I was telling them, you come for church meeting, we share so much with you. You are, hey, you listen. When you step out, you are met with your needs. You see, you did not receive whatever was given to you. And for this period, to see the manifestations of the things we are talking about, you must hear. Are you with me? I said you must do what? And you must give your hearing to it. You must look into what is dispensed into you. Forget about receiving so many information. It's not what's going to produce what you are supposed to receive. It's what you are instructed here. If what is prophesied here, what is declared here, is what has to manifest in your life, then it is by what is spoken here. Because whatever is spoken here comes with its intention of seeing to it that all the words that God has spoken over your life will come unto manifestation. So everything is packaged with its intensity and degree of light to carry you into a certain manifestation that has been programmed within this assignment.
Glory to God.
So you must commit yourself to hearing. Sometimes simple instructions. You know, I was telling the deacons, I was saying, sometimes I'll just tell somebody, wait. You know, wait doesn't mean no. Wait means wait. Oftentimes the time is not right. And most of the times, because we are preoccupied by our needs, we are not able to discern God's timing. We run out of God's calendar. We run on the calendar of our needs. You see? We run on the calendar of our needs. The things we want. The things we are looking out for. So when they are not coming, we run in discouraging modes. But it is worth it when you just receive and you run by what you have been communicated. Or what has been communicated to you, sorry. It is priceless. It saves you a lot of noise, a lot of torture, a lot of discouraging moments when you only listen. And as I tell you, sometimes because you are young, you seem not to understand. But when you get to the age 40, 45, you will know that I should have listened. But not us. As a not us. We take advantage. We take advantage of the instructions of the Spirit. So I give you simple instruction as, let's pray at 4. Just wake up 4. Pray at 4. As simple as that. And I was telling them that, I was telling the deacons that, there are some people, they say they want job. And sometimes I tell you don't need job. Don't go around looking for job. Sit down. Because even when you get the job, you will not lose the job, but the job will lose you. What you need is to build your inward substance. And you realize that the job you are looking for has already been seated in you. Yours is to create it. That instead of sending application letters, you'll be viewing application letters. But because you don't know how to wait, one hunger small. So today you go like, hey, Kalabashada, the Lord has said to me, I'm going to do this, I'm relaxed. I'm getting the job done. I'm gathering information. I'm learning what I have to learn. So, you know, after day one of learning what you have to learn, day two, you know, you are on day three. Hunger. Especially those of you that live with your parents, when your mother releases one bomb. You are not serious. Your colleagues are doing better. Look, you are good for nothing. The next thing that comes to your mind is, early in the morning, you look for some jacket. You get some letter, envelope. You have now call. I'm going to look for a job. I know how to wait.
I know how to wait.
Say it better. I know how to wait.
I am responsive
to instructions. Do you know that David did not know? He never knew that God had programmed that he should defeat Goliath. He never knew that God had programmed him to defeat Goliath. That 17 years old guy. Did he know? But he knew one thing. His capacity. His inward capacity is well built. He spent time to wait. He spent time to build his inward muscles so that he would be ready for the storm. He didn't even know that he was getting ready for the storm. He was enjoying the Lord. Like how some of you don't know, when we come around, we are like, la patakaba, lebo. You know, some people go, hey, these people too. Every day, le kobo, 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 kobo. These people. See, they don't know that we are building an inward capacity, getting ourselves ready to take on the world. And I've told you, this decade, by the end of this decade, we will take on this world. Bakata hata. Yeah. He said, the small shall be great, the little shall increase. Glory to God. David didn't know. He was a small guy. In fact, when he got to the field and his brother saw him, he said, who did you lead the little flock to? The little flock. He didn't know that the nation was being entrusted to the guy by handling the little flock. Like how some of you, you don't know that those three people that has been entrusted to you to shepherd and to raise, they are preparing you to take on nations. The whole city is going to be entrusted to you. You know that God does that. He entrusts cities into the hands of people. You don't know? He entrusts nations into the hands of people. He just gives it to them. Say, take it. I've given it to you. Kopa. Bara. Laba. Tale. Bologede. Valata. Ratu Sedesh. What do you know? But it's basically about you being responsive to the promptings of the Spirit, to the instructions of the Lord. And David woke up early in the morning. He went to his father. His father said, take this food to your brothers. That was the only instruction. Assuming David says, okay, I'll do. You know, now I work in the chief palace. You know, now I work in the chief palace. I play guitar. You know, I play the harp for the chief, the king. He was playing harp for Saul, the king of Israel. So he could have said, man, the man who has taken the place of God, I play guitar for him. Now this cocoa and this that I should take to the battlefield. Man, what are you talking about? But the Bible says, early in the morning, David rose up. Early in the morning, he rose up and went to his brothers. And that was where the door of opening. He never wrote a song, but songs were written. A song for himself, no. He never wrote a song for himself, but he wrote a song for him. And they were singing the whole of Israel. Saul killed thousands. David has killed tens of thousands. What a song. By simple obedience. So you want to see manifestation. You want to walk in manifestations. So many things have been communicated to you. You see, so many things have been communicated to you. And this year, so much will be communicated to you. You should be prompt enough to up. See, it's not what you desire. It's not what you think. We are governed by spiritual things. There are forces that are ruling. And it's always what you feel like doing. You will never experience the best of God. Sometimes you may see good things happening around you, but the best of God within you will not manifest. Why? Because you feel like, oh, it's what I feel. No. No. You must come to that place where consciously, no, in our spirit, we have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, we live yet not us, but it's Christ that lives in us. The life we live now in the flesh, we live by the faith of the Son of God, who loves us and gave himself for me, for us. Now, you know what? That's a matter of your spirit. It has to happen in your in the outward parts. Instructions. Coming for church meeting, you are hearing, you are listening. And you know what happens to you? When you come for church meeting and you are seated and you are hearing, what happens is that there is a light that floods your heart. Your eyes are open to see. You receive the ability to see. After all the things that the church in Ephesus had experienced, Apostle Paul had to pray for the church that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened. You see, he still told them that the eyes of your understanding needs to be enlightened. So you need fortizo to see. See, the word fortizo is to receive the ability to see, to be enabled to have sight. And you see, your eyes that are given to you, you have your eyes so that you can see things that men don't see. The matter of seeing is so important to God. And you need words to see. You need to be enabled by words. Your eyes must be open so that you will see. There are so many things you are hovering around. When you just receive light, you will just walk out of that situation. There are so many situations flooding your life. All you need, and that's what I've told you now, this year, don't be praying for any needs. Though we are expecting tremendous manifestation. You know, you see, I've told you this one. You are not taking it as a prophetic instruction. When you go back, you're going to pray, oh Lord, you know, this job, but I've given you an instruction now. Nobody should spend time praying for any need. When you pray for need, you have walked out of the consciousness that the Lord is already your supply. The scripture says, Apostle, the Lord shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. It was the man of God that declared. It was not a prayer. It was a blessing. Are you following? He did not pray for it. They did not pray for it. The people in Philippi, they did not pray for it. Philippi, they did not pray for it. He blessed them with it. It was an impartation. He infused them with it. What did they do? They just responded by faith, by supplying to Apostle Paul. They were just giving to the man, and the guy released words upon them, and those words began to work in them. That the Lord should supply all their needs. You don't have to go praying for your needs. No, when you begin to pray for your needs, you are distracting yourself. Pray declaring who you are, declaring what God has given to you, declaring that, Lord, open my eyes to see. And so that's what I want to talk to you about. That's instruction. So I want to instruct you. Because no word must fall to the ground. Do you hear me?
Yes, sir.
And you've invested so much in God. Your time, your ideologies, everything, you are giving it to God. However, the mind itself is not stable in the things you are doing towards God. Your mind is still occupied by the things you think you need. So you see, the outward matters are weighing your mind down. Though you are committing yourself to God, your mind is not committed to God. And so you're not able to see the manifestations of God's word. So Apostle Paul told Timothy, say, give thyself wholly to these things. So then the profiting of grace, your profiting will appear unto all. There will be the appearing of your profiting. So there are things that God has deposited in you. Men are not seeing, and you are also not seeing it happening, but you see them bubbling within you, but you're not seeing it all around you. Give yourself wholly to it. Meditate on it. Set your mind on it. Immerse yourself in it. Entrench yourself in it. Soon your profiting will appear unto all. Makato soko bradaba. Put it on your head. Say, every word spoken over me. Every word spoken over me. I walk in the manifestations. In the name of Jesus. No more back and forth. I am stable in divine matters. And I handle the words of God. The prophecies. I see them. I lay hold on them. Oh Lord, enlighten me. Cause your light to shine in my heart. In the name of Jesus, I walk in light. Bakatalabaya. I shall see. They just say, Lord, show me. Say, Lord, show me. Show me. I want to see. I want to see. I want to see. Yeah. You know, when you call upon the Lord, he shows you. The greatest thing the Lord will ever give you is to show you. And I pray the Lord opens your eyes. Because naturally, whether you are born again or you are not born again, your heart is always in search. Your heart is always in search. There are those who are adamant to such things. You may find truth, but your heart is in search of understanding this truth. You may be pretending, You know, you may be pretending that, you know, for example, we all talk about, we are seated far above principalities and powers. You know, I talk about it, greater is he that is in us. You know, you hear me saying it. When you hear it, you're excited about it, but you have never meditated on it. So it's not real to you. You have never meditated on it. You've never spent time meditating. So you can't see. I'll come to that matter soon. You can't see. You've never meditated. You've never given your mind to it. Some people go like, I don't know how to meditate. Who told you don't know how to meditate? How you think about your needs, the same way. You practice meditation naturally. When something is, you think something is important to you. But meditating on dark things does not release light. When you meditate on light, you intensify yourself in the matters of light. Jeremiah 33 verse 3. What does it say? It says, call unto me, and I'll what? And I'll answer you. And then do what? Did he say, I will give you great and mighty things? I will show you. Why will I show you? Because it's available. So everything you are looking for, God has already made it available unto you. I've established a matter of righteousness, justification. You are made holy. You are made perfect. Now, you can never walk in this reality. You can. It will not be established in your heart until you see it. Until you see it. So he said, call unto me, and I will answer you, and I will show you. I will show you great and mighty things. I will show you. Men whose eyes are open and their sight are sharp can never walk in fear. Look at the guy with the prophet. The armies had come against the prophet and his servant. The prophet has seen, so he was comforted. But because they have not seen, the guy has not seen, he was afraid. All he needed was his eyes to see. That is why Jesus, anytime he saw a blind man, he healed. Have you noticed that? He doesn't like blindness. When he studied the scriptures, there was no single blind man in the scriptures who was not healed. Every blind man was healed. The sight is important. Your spiritual sight is important. Light is important because sight works with light. Without sight, sight is the ability to see light. It is the ability to see light. And this year, to walk in tremendous manifestations of faith, you must see the ability to see light. When you begin to see the Lord as your light, fear dispels. When the light of God floods your heart, fear dispels. And you see light only in the light of God. In you, O God, is the fountain of life. So in thy light we shall see light. You can only see light in the light of God. It's only in the light of God you can see light. It's not the flashes of activity. No. It's how much light you have beheld. So we are only going to have manifestations only when we are seeing and we are walking in a certain degree of light. There's a particular light that has illuminated our hearts. You come to a place you don't know what to do. It's because you have not received much light. You should know what to do at every point in time. And if you are paying attention to glean from the things we are dispensing here, you will never walk in any form of darkness. No, your degree, the degree of divine light will be intensified every day. Because the Bible says that the entrance of thy word giveth light. When God's word enters you, kada balashadaha, there is a light that floods your life. So a man who has not committed himself to God's word to inhale divine light cannot dish out light, cannot dispense light. And if there is any year you must take the matters of the spirit serious and to take the word of God serious, it's now. Because time is going to come. Sometimes you'll be left alone. The only thing that can sustain you is the word in you. Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? He said, the Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid of? He went on first. He said, when the wicked and the wizard come against me, he said, the Lord shall preserve me. Then verse 10, he said, when my mother and my father forsake me, the Lord will take care of me. How was he having this knowledge? Because there was a light of the Spirit that has shone in his heart. The law, the light that shines out of divine revelation, which was the Torah, shone in the heart of this young guy so much that he was not afraid when he was alone. And things that adults could not do, decisions they could not make, the young guy could make those decisions because he had an amount of light of God within his heart. So he saw Saul, he had the opportunity to kill. Per the matter of men, you must slaughter the guy because the guy wants to kill you. But because he has light, he understood honor. He said, I will not touch a man of light. A man of light. So this year, we're going to walk in much light. You want to see light? See, light is manifestations. And listen, when you're talking about manifestation, you're talking about appearing. And nothing appears without light. It is light that brings things into an appearance. You can never see the color of the jacket I'm wearing if we are in darkness. You can see the manifestations of the things here by light. It is light that brings things into manifestations. It is light. So when you are confused, relax. You need light. Because God is not an author of confusion, but peace. And the peace of God rides on the substance of light. Light is the substance of God's spirit. It is that is the tangibility of the spirit. You want to handle the spirit is by light. You want to know the spirit is by light. So to engage the things of the spirit, which are already within you, it must be by light.
Colossians 1:10. Hallelujah. Verse 9. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge. Knowledge is a matter of light. Do you hear me? Knowledge is a matter of light. Can you say this? I know. Hey, I know. I grow in knowledge. Glory to God. He said, for you, and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and long suffering with joy. Yeah. See, verse 12. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us. Can you shout this? I am qualified. Say it better, beloved of God. I am qualified. Kalabaya. Ooh. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified. How did he qualify us? Through Christ Jesus, his finished work. Can I tell you something? You were not qualified by your works. You were qualified by the finished work of Christ. You don't do anything to get yourself qualified. You are justified by the finished work of Christ. You are righteous by the finished work of Christ. You are perfect by the finished work of Christ. Say it again. I am qualified. I don't need men to endorse me. I am endorsed by God. We are his epistle, the letter of his commendation. An epistle written by the Spirit's ink. Not on tablets of stones. Satakabaya. We are qualified. So look at it. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us. And he said to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. So there is an inheritance of the saints who are in the light. And you were hewn out of light. I said a couple of times to you, when you read James 1, verse 17, he said, only good and perfect gift comes from God. And he said, God, he is called the Father of light. And he went on further the next verse saying that he begot he us, verse 18. He said, by the word of truth. Who begot us? The Father of light begot us by the word of truth. The word of truth is light himself.
How do I know? John 1, 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He said, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And this person that has life, he said, by him all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life is the light of men. So the life of God within you is the substance of that life. It's light unto the world. By you that you are light. When you are not walking in light, how can you shine your light? The things that are yours are in light. The inheritance of God, they are in light. So you must grow in the light. Not in the darkness of this world. Not in your needs. Not in the things that the matters of this world. No, you must grow in the light of the Spirit. You must grow in the light of the Word of God. The deep things of God are in light, because God himself, he dwells in an unapproachable light. As we found ourselves in God, we have found ourselves on a journey in depth within God. The deeper you go in God is basically increasing the degree of light. When we are talking about spiritual death, we are talking about intensity of light. See, the reason one is, he says, Paul I know, and Jesus I know. Why? Because said folks are walking in a certain amount of light. So the demons saw them and they stumbled. But for us, but for they who are not walking in light, you know what happens to them? They are not walking in the signs. Why? They are not seeing. But it says, these signs shall follow them that believe. And so when you read Psalm, look at this. Katabalosh. Malagadaba. Megedogozada gadada. Palelelebo shaba. Rikozu gabrataya. I overcame. Makata bakatosh. Lata tata padlos. Hey, the voice of the Lord resounds in me. Matala badagahaya. The Lord himself is my strength. Hey, gedogoza gadagada. Matakatos. Hallelujah. Can you see this? I see. Right. How can there be a shout in your spirit? Until there is light, a light enters you. When the light enters you, there shall be a natural shout in your spirit. You know, sometimes you are ministering the Word of God, and as the Word of God is being ministered to you, when you catch the Word, you go, ah! How? A light entered. Let me read Psalm 74 to you. Now, Psalm 74 speaks of how Israel has missed the Lord's wondrous works and how the nations feared Israel. Alright? But now the nations have invaded Israel. And the verse 9 says, now they do not see their signs, and there is no prophet among them who shall know how long. Because there is no prophet, they don't know how long they shall be in that desolate. And it says, they shall not see, they don't see their signs. Which signs? The things that follows them. But the beginning explains that they have turned away from the Lord. And I've spoken of how even their worship places has been burnt. They are in desolate. They turned away from the Lord. They were not trusting in God any longer. So now they don't see their signs. So the reason you see your signs is basically because you are looking unto the Lord. These signs shall follow them that believe. Who are those that believe? Those who have fixed their gaze on the Lord. Now, he says, Apostle Paul established this with us. He said, as we have been, you see, as we were saved, in summary, as we were saved, or as we came into Christ, in that same manner we walk in him. Is that not it? As we entered Christ, in that same manner, we walk in Christ. So how did you come into Christ? You came into Christ by faith. Our walk in Christ is by faith. But first, faith is in its best operation when light has entered you. When light has not entered you concerning any matter, you cannot walk in the faith in that matter. What you need is the light of God. When you are praying, don't be in a haste looking for answers. Be in a haste to allow light to flood your heart. So sometimes you are not patient even in prayer. We are praying. You yourself, you are dead. There are things knocking at your door. There are issues knocking at your door, waiting for you to open, and they will come and relax. They will come and dine with you. You will hear them knocking. They are knocking. Your spirit is picking those signals up. You realize certain things are not really, 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 you know, something is not right. You know, when you have that sensation, you should know there are issues knocking at your door. The adversary wants to enter. Quickly, you have to engage yourself in prayer. Prayer to a kalakos katosh keba. Thank you, Lord. I see glory. I see glory. I see glory. No? I'm a man of faith. You've heard a man of God say that when I say it, it's final. I don't say it and say it over again. So it means if you know you say it and it will not be final, don't say it first. You are blowing in tongues. 2 minutes is not enough. Oh. 2 minutes is not enough. 20 minutes is not enough. You look up, you check 5 minutes. What are you doing? You are joking. You are not ready for light to you are not ready for light to shine in your heart. And you see, you wake up and say that the man of God said things are a year of tremendous manifestation of faith. However, you never engage the matters that pertain to faith. The matters that are engaged in faith. So you don't see the word that was given, and then you would think that the proof of a prophet is his word will come to pass. This word did not come to pass. Brother, we make war with every word. You see? And when you wake up, you are praying about a matter. Say, in the name of Jesus, it is gone. It is gone. That thing is not going. You first one, it's not going. First, second, it's not going. Now your faith has went down. Now you are still going. Now you are gone. Gone. First, the vim. Oh, in the name of Jesus, I command at my word, wherever you are, oh, dollars, you appear. Shakata labaya. At your word.
At my word.
Hey. At your word. The matter was the kulem. The guy that you owe is coming. Hey, at my word. I command all this. People are giving to me. Men are responding. You step out, they're expecting miracle. No miracle money. So you conclude. Now, at my word, I'm not seeing anything. Then gradually, you go, oh Lord, help me. Now it's no longer at your word. Now, oh Lord. Lord, you know, oh Lord my God, I depend on you. Holy Spirit, it's not by might, it's not by power, Lord. Lord, do it for me. Lord, I trust you. Lord, I beg you. The battle is yours. Lord, no longer at my word. Lord, at your word. Lord, say it. Lord, say something. Brother, I showed you how Elijah worked it at his word. The Bible says, a man with like passion. He is a man like us. He has the same passion we have. The same burdens we have. He has it. Forget about a New Testament. He lives in the hope of the Testament. You are living in the presence of the Testament. It's the same intensity. The only difference is that you are enjoying his hoping. That's the only difference. Don't ever think that you are better than them. You were hoping, they were hoping for it. You, now you have it. You are not better. Whatever you have now, they have it. Ah, was Abraham not declared righteous? I also not declared righteous. Was declared righteous. God never condemned. Was Noah condemned? He found right. He found. You say you are better than them. Yet they have results. Why? Because they allowed light. They knew how to work what they have hoped for. So Elijah, having the same passion as you have, before he declared and after he declared, prayer was on. You dear, you don't want to pray. You've not prayed for 1 hour before. You couldn't even tarry. Jesus, you can't even tarry for an hour. You've not even prayed 1 hour before. You've not prayed. You are sitting at your word. What will the word do? What light? See, anything that comes out of you must come in the effulgence of light. They have to see the revelations of God that we share here concerning, oh, we are seated far above principalities and powers. The working of those words is not just about the information you have received. It must be worked into your spirit. It must take root in you. It must take seat. Give it drink. Let it cool itself down. Settle down within you. Then now, you will see it happen around you. That greater is he that is in me But you have not cooked the thing in you. The thing has not taken seat. You know it as information. It's in your head. Head knowledge. Hey, brother. You are nobody. Hey, brother. You don't know me. Greater in see that is in me. You yourself, when you go back to your closet, you know, lower in me. Lower in me than he that is in the world. Per the things happening around you, per what you feel. You know that's what it is. You are not praying. You just think, no. Prayer itself is meditation. Whenever you are praying, your mind travels. Because the moment you begin to pray, your spirit wants to see. The moment you begin to pray, your spirit wants to see. So when you pray and your spirit does not see, call unto me and I'll answer you and show you great and mighty things. So the answer of God is showing you. So as you are praying, you are not seeing anything. You are just, hey, this guy that took my money, I have to deal with him. My shoe, look at the date. I have to buy new boxes. I have to buy new shoe. You are running all around. You remember your auntie. Now you remember how your uncle died. You remember, don't worry, it is cool. All the information that your brain has gathered and stored, you are traveling through those process. Every information is a kind of light. Some are darkness. You are traveling through them. It's a journey. So you journey through them till you come to the exact information you are in need of. When you take hold, then now you begin to declare. But until you see, you don't start declaring. That's why I said it's our year of seeing. It is our year of speaking. You must see the thing. So you are blowing like a you are concentrating your mind. You are meditating on a matter. You can pick a scripture and then you are meditating on it. Greater is he that is in me. Hey! You have done 10 minutes. Don't rush. Maro zale. Ilaba sadaba. Ilaba shadaba. Ilaba kata. Ilaba zada. You have done 30 minutes. You keep going. In the name of Jesus. Maru zatakaba. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Kalaba sanabaha. I enlarge my capacity. I lay hold on this truth. Himandi. Greater. Is he that is in me? You have done 1 hour. It is not enough, my brother, because you have not yet seen. Ilagadabashaya. Ilabasatabaha. Ilagadagahe. Ilotata. Ilotata. You have done 2 hours. You have not seen. So you are not living. He said, Lord, until I see, I am not living. Ipalos. Your rib may be paining you. You say it is not enough. Kalabashadagabaha. Ilabadadaba. Ipalalalabata. Ipalalalabata. Ilagadatos. Ipalinimikade. Ipaliniminabaha. Haya. 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 Then you realize that your spirit has become high. Now your spirit is beginning to ascend beyond the horizon of time. It has ascended onto the spot of eternity, onto the very substance of eternity. Now you come face to face. He said, God, I have seen you, but now I have to see my matter. You are not stopping. You are not in haste to say thank you, Jesus. No, you must thank him on a reason. I see, I lay hold, I handle this truth. He a palata. You have moved from the dimension of worry. You have moved from the dimension of pain. You have moved from the dimension of anything that will pin you down. Now you are soaring. Now you are soaring. Now you can see. Oh, lagabaha. Shaladadabaha. And as you are seeing, you realize that things become clear. There. You are receiving precision. If it is not yet sharp, you push further. It has to be sharp. Mato sede. Kadabaha. Hey! Then right there in that dimension, you can even shout, greater is he that is in me. You realize that it will come with a different knowing. It will come with a different effulgence. It will come with a different ability. You are not giving up. You are not concluding easily. And that is how the Lord has made each of us our own prophet. He has made you a prophet. The work of a prophet is not to come and give you word of knowledge. Let me tell you, the purpose of word of knowledge is for doubters. It's so that those who doubt may stop doubting. Are you with me? But the moment you grow out of doubt into faith, there is no need for word of knowledge. All you need is word of wisdom. You need the mind of God. So a man of God may give you God's mind concerning a matter. What you have to do is to go back to your closet. You have to cook that word. You have to say, this word is producing results in me. Then you engage it in prayer. Tears may come from the worry, but don't give it a place. Some of you, when the tears are coming, you stop at the place of tears and you cry, oh God, my problem. No! You have to push further. Because you are waiting for a light. When the light of the Spirit concerning that matter shines in your heart, now you can say, though I walk through the valleys and the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, because the Lord is with me. His rod and his staff, the details of God, the instructions of God, the prunings of God, the revelation of God, they are with me. They comfort me. Mate. You will realize that you will stop living on other people's revelation. You will have a personal revelation for yourself. A personal revelation. So Apostle Benny has come to say it. This is a word of my man of God to me. I must walk in the reality of this word. One time I said, mosquitoes don't bite me. One of you took it and said, mosquitoes don't bite. They went to a place. They were there. I could see mosquito biting this, but I said, get a cloth to cover yourself. He said, hey, mosquito. Apostle, you said mosquitoes. I said, man, I said it to you. Are saying, huh? A man of God may say, I don't die. Listen, don't rush. Take that word. I don't die. On which grounds? Because he's full of life. I work this word into me. You meditate on it. You set your mind on it. As the Lord told Joshua, he said, Joshua, this book of the law should not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate day in, day and night, and observe to do that which is written therein. He said, then you shall have good success. Your good success is based on meditation. And meditation is in degrees, it's in levels, it's in intensities. You must go deeper. You must dive deeper. You don't rest there. You don't rest at one place. You push further. There are certain manifestations we are expecting. You must lay hold on them. You must lay hold on a word. Work it into you. Speak it forth unto you first. Let it ascend. Let it carry you along. Let it become your weight, your joy, your treasure, your comfort. Something that has become a pillow that you can put your head on every day of your life. Then now you can go out there and shout it. And as you are shouting it, you shout it in the faith that it is established. But you now, you've not even grounded yourself in the word. Nothing has entered you. Young guy in revelation. So you see, you have a lot of revelation, but very limited manifestations. But this season, we walk in manifestations. Every word of God unto us, we walk in the manifestations. Maleketos. We walk in manifestations. We walk in manifestations. Hey, Katalabaya. Bible says, wherever the soul of a fish shall step, there has the Lord given to you. Hey, you seize that word. You lock it in your spirit. You set your mind on it. Wherever my feet shall step, the Lord has given to me. Balakatakataba. Ego zalede shale. Kaladaka satabaha. The reason you have to pray in tongues more is because your English language is limited. It cannot reveal certain things that are unrevealable. But your tongues can reveal the unrevealable and the revealable. Katabaha. You speak them forth. Maleko, salege, rate. Wherever my feet shall step. Then now you begin to pick pick certain areas, you pick certain countries, you pick certain communities, you pick certain places where you don't even know that they have rejected you. But because you have picked that word and you declare that word in the name of Jesus, I will never be rejected. I'm the center of attraction in every place I find myself. In the name of Jesus, Maleke Takabaha. Then you are setting your mind on it. You are seizing it in your spirit. Wherever I step, there has the Lord given unto me. I am the taste in town. Hakatu sada. I am the joy of many. I will never be left alone. I will never be rejected. Kalagada gabaya. Light has entered my spirit. I am increasing in the light of that word. I am growing in the light of that word. I am ascending in the light of that word. In the name of Jesus. Makada gabaha. What do you want to see? You put them into words. You put them into confessions. You put them into great boldness of speech. You make them your meditation. You set your mind on it. Doubts may come up, but you must doubt the doubts. Thoughts that are not consistent with the things that you have received, they may come up, but you must doubt those thoughts. You must contend with those thoughts that in every circumstance, in every situation, I am the taste in town. I attract many. I attract many. I am the center of attraction in this age, in this decade, and the decades to come. In this generation, the word of the Lord has entered me and has set me upon my feet, and I declare that word. Ayakatus. The words that enters you are the words that will set you upon your feet and will cause you to make utterances. If it's of light, when it enters you and sets you upon your feet, you become a one full of the illumination of that light, and whatever you dispense shall be full of the effulgence of that light that entered you. Hey, and now you see faith in manifestation, because faith worketh much in light. The entrance of thy word giveth light. Hey, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Remember, the entrance of thy word will give light. Kalabashanda gabaha. Hey, by that light I pray, by that truth I pray, and when I pray I see more. When I pray, the Lord shows me. He shows me where the hidden treasures are. Hey, kadabashandaba. Is it about academics? When I pray, the Lord will show me. Is it about ministry? When I pray, the Lord will show me. Is it about a business idea? When I pray, I wait till the Lord shows me. I am not in haste in life. I see. I run by light. I run by the light of the word. In the name of Jesus. Ha ha ha. Kalada da 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 bahaya. Kalada da bazada bahaya. Kalonimi katozada. I trust the light of the gospel that entered our hearts. Ilondini kate. Ilondini mikatos. Ikololobo shada. Yay. Haya ya ya ya. I give myself to the word. I give myself to the meditation of the word, because I want to see a manifestation. I see souls flooding in. I see healings happening. Hey, it is our meditation. Kanimi katabahaya. It doesn't matter the battles we face, we conquer, because our eyes are open to see that greater is He that is with us. Our eyes are opened to see the many mighty men that are with us, the chariots of horses that are standing with us. Hey, kadagabaya. The horse is prepared for battle, but we know that victory is of the Lord. It is a reality within our spirit. We don't give up. We meditate on these things. We meditate on these things. The gospel, as it works in us, He says, by His stripes we are healed. We meditate on these things. We give ourselves to these things, and we walk in the virtue of healing. I pray for you right now in the name of Jesus. The Holy Ghost was given unto us to seal us. Your healing is sealed. Your miracle is healed. It's sealed. In the name of Jesus, I see healing virtues, angelic beings with a healing ability. I see them all over this place, dishing out healing virtues. I tell you, you're having your miracle. That challenge in your body is checking out by the ability of God. In the name of Jesus, Malendinginda Daya. Hey, hey, we have given ourselves to the word. We are not afraid of the future. Hey, we are not scared of the future because we trust in the Lord. They look unto him and they were not ashamed. The light of the word shines in our heart. We have given ourselves to the light of the word. We have not given ourselves to doubt. We have not given ourselves to any form of darkness. We prevail in our homes. Our children, they prevail. We shall not have wayward children. Don't worry, whether you are married or not. Hayakatakaba. I started declaring this when I was 14. I will never lose. I will never lose. All my children, they are established in the ways of the spirit. My children, be it physically or spiritually, be it biological or spiritual, they shall not be wayward. Kalaga dabaya, kalaga demigade, hilada dadada, hambini migados.
Shalom. Thank you for listening to Light of Life with Pastor Benny. We hope you were blessed. Join us for our midweek service on Wednesday at 6 p.m. and on Sunday at 8:30 a.m. on the second floor of Bintu Complex near Kwashiman. Let's get interactive. Follow us on social media at Christ Commonwealth-Community. Glory to God.